感谢主能够来到西雅图，来到弟兄姊妹的当中，心中充满非常喜乐。
Praise the Lord. I'm so happy that I can be back in Seattle to be with you, brothers and sisters.
上一次来到这里呢，大概是16、17年前。
It was about 16 or 17 years ago when I visited here.
我那时候还在那个旧会所。
And at that time, the church was meeting at the old facility.
这一次来呢，整个情形大大不同。
And this time, I see there's such a great change from before.
不仅有一个很大会所呢，弟兄姊妹增加非常多。
Not only the building is much bigger, but also there are many, many more brothers and sisters.
我们把感谢赞美全部归给他。
We give all the thanks and praise to him.
我想我们请弟兄姊妹一同来看几处的圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
头一个地方，请翻到约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the first chapter of the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第一章29节。
Verse 29. John, the first chapter, verse 29.
翻到以后读给弟兄姊妹听。
I shall read to you.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
”The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
35节到37节。
Verses 35 through 37。
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、这是神的羔羊。”
Verses 35 and 36. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
第二处地方翻到腓立比书。
The second passage we read is in the book of Philippians,
第二章
chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第五节到十一节
Verses 5 through 11
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心他本有神的形象不与自己与神同等为强夺的反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈曲，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. In your relationship one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.And that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
我们再翻到启示录十四章第一节。
Then we turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, standing on Mount Zion, with him 144,000, who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads.
第四节到第五节。
Verses 4 and 5。
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子，归于神和羔羊。他们在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Verse 4. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they remain virgins. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among mankind and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless.
我们翻到二十二章
Chapter 22 of the Revelation.
启示录二十二章第一节
Verse 1.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊宝座流出来。
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
第三节
Verse 3.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him.
请我们再读旧约以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十二章
Verses 42, chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章第一节第二节
Verses 1 and 2.
看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。第二节，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
Look, now my servant and the one I have held up and also I have chosen and the one I'm pleased. I have given him my spirit and he will preach the righteousness and truth to the Gentiles. He is not noisy and he doesn't speak loudly and he will not let the streets hear his voice.
五十三章。
Chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah.
第六节第七节
Verses 5 and 6.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们的众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
Verses 6 and 7. We are all like sheep gone astray, that we have gone our own way. The Lord let all our sins to be upon him. And when he was oppressed and when he was suffering, he remained silent, just like a lamb to the slaughter's house, and just like sheep under the shearer, without any voice.
我们先就暂时读到这里。
So that's those are the passages we should read for now.
我们低头有简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你能够早晨一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us this morning before you.
我们要把感谢赞美再次献在你的面前。
Want to give you praise and our thanksgiving.
因为每次来到你施恩座前的时候，我们就看见我们是一般蒙恩典的儿女们。
Because every time we come before the mercy seat, we know that we are so blessed.
我们一同在你面前，不仅在这里享受你所赐的饼和杯，我们在这里也能把我们心能够献在你面前。
So not only we can here enjoy the table, but also we can offer our hearts to you.
让我们想到你为我们所成全这一切。救恩实在是何等的广大，何等宝贝。
When we think about the salvation you have prepared for us, how mighty it is and how precious it is.
那我们一生感谢不尽。
So we cannot give enough thanks to you.
我们更也感谢你，你也把你话赐给我们。
We thank you also for giving us your word.
这样我们因着你的话，知道如何生活在你面前。
So we know how to live before you because of your word.
也因着你话的引领，知道如何走在这一条你所命定的道路上。
As we are guided by your word, that we can walk this path of life.
我们早晨我一同仰望在你面前的时候，求你借圣灵来帮助我们。
As we look up to you this morning, we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us.
借着你已经说过的话，再次说在我们内心的深处。
Speak the spoken word to us once again into our heart.
好，叫你的话真的成为我们生命的力量，来走这条道路。
So that your words may become a strength of our life to walk in this way of life.
我们感谢你，是你在前面引领我们。
We thank you for your guidance ahead of us.
我们愿意在你恩典里面凭着信心往前去。
In your grace, that we'll press on.
我们也求你 保守小子一点心愿。
We pray that you will watch over me.
在这里能够全心的依靠你自己。
That I can depend on you completely.
当然在这里亲自的向每一个属乎你的儿女们说话。
And we pray that you speak to every one of those who belong to you.
宝血多遮盖覆庇。
And may your precious blood cover us and cover this meeting.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
Give you thanks and praise.
这样祷告都奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 让早晨呢，也和弟兄姊妹来思想神的羔羊。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic of the Lamb of God.
我想这是我们非常熟悉的一个题目。
It is a very familiar topic.
我想借着今天时间也和弟兄姊妹一同来温习，一同来再次的思想神的话。
I'll take this opportunity to once again to review God's word.
我们知道约翰福音乃是讲到主耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
And we know that from the book of John, Jesus is the Son of God.
他是那位永远的生命。
He is the eternal life.
所以，约翰福音开头的时候，就让我们看见说太初有道，道与神同在。
So, at the beginning of the book of John, it says that in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God.
这道太初与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
这位太初有道的这位就是神的自己。
The Word that was in the beginning.Was God himself. Because everything, all creation was made through him. He is the creator. And the life was in him. He is also the true light. And the light shines upon all this world. John the Baptist was there to testify for our Lord.
他是主的先锋，他是在为主开路的那一位。
He was the advance party, opening the way for Jesus.
当这位神的儿子来到地上，道成肉身来到地上的时候
，When the Word incarnate came into this world,
施洗约翰把他带到以色列人面前
，And John the Baptist presented him before the Jews.
所以当施洗约翰在约旦河那里为人施洗的时候，主耶稣来到他的面前。
So when John the Baptist was baptizing people in the river Jordan, Jesus came to him.
他看见耶稣的时候
，When John saw Jesus,
他说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
”He said, "Look, the Lamb of God who will take away the world's sin."
次日他又看见耶稣了，再说。看啊，神的羔羊。
And next day he saw Jesus again. He said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
羔羊这个词呢，是新约头一次出现在这里。
And lamb, this word "lamb" first appeared in the New Testament right here.
我们知道施洗约翰他是祭司的后裔。
We know that John the Baptist was the descendant of a priest family.
虽然在那个时候他不在圣殿里面侍奉
，Even though he was not serving in the temple,
他在旷野传天国的福音。
Now he was preaching the way of the heaven in the wilderness.
但他知道祭司在圣殿里面，在那个献祭献羔羊的时候
，But he knew that when the priest was offering lamb in the temple,
他知道犹太人。一再这么献羔羊，乃是罪以色列百姓所有罪是归在这个羔羊的身上。
By offering the lamb, all the Israel's sins were put upon the lamb.
借着这样献祭，他们知道他们罪得到神的赦免。
Through this kind of sacrifice, their sins were forgiven.
他们可以来到神面前。
They can come before the Lord.
但是那一天，施洗约翰看见耶稣的时候
，But that day when John saw Jesus,
他得了一个启示。
He received this revelation.
他看见耶稣的时候，说看啊，除去世人罪孽，背负世人罪孽的。
When he saw Jesus, he said, "Look, he's the one bearing the sin of the world."
他那天眼睛被打开，他看见原来这耶稣才是那个真正的羔羊。
His eyes were open, seeing that Jesus was the true Lamb.
当第二天他在看见耶稣在说看啊这是神的羔羊
And next day when he saw Jesus again he said look the Lamb of God
就两个门徒就跟从耶稣
Two of his disciples followed Jesus
我想这两个门徒就是也都是当时近前的犹太人
I believe that these two disciples were very loyal and devout Jews
他们等候那位弥赛亚的来临
They were waitingfor the return or the coming of the Messiah.
好像当施洗约翰讲说看了神的羔羊的时候，他们好像似乎也有点领会说，这个就是是不是就是要来那弥赛亚呢
？So when John said, "Look, Lamb of God," I wonder whether these two disciples were thinking maybe this could be the Messiah.
所以约翰福音开头让我们看见神的羔羊。
So at the beginning of the book of John, we see the Lamb of God.
而到新约最后一卷书启示录。
But when we read the last book of the New Testament, the Revelation,
羔羊在这卷书出现最多次的一卷书。
And the word lamb, appear the most number of times in this book.
在中文圣经里面有32次提到羔羊。
And just, in the Chinese translation, the word lamb was mentioned 32 times.
为什么启示录出现那么多羔羊呢？
Why does the word lamb appear so many times in the book of Revelation?
我们知道启示录呢是一本，可以说是整个神启示最终了的一本书。
We know that the book of Revelation was the last book of God's revelation.
也是神预言的终结。
And also the end of God's prophecy.
启示录也是一本神讲到神永远旨意终结的一本书。
And also the book of Revelation talks about the end.Of God's will.
而启示录让我们看见最后神的旨意是怎样的完成。
And the book also tells us how God's will be fulfilled in the end.
而神的旨意这一切完成呢，都和羔羊发生关系。
And how God's will be accomplished has a lot to do with the Lamb.
乃是神借着羔羊在那里执行神永远旨意的救赎的工作。
Through the Lamb, God can accomplish.His work of eternal salvation.
而最后也是借着羔羊完成神的旨意。
And through the same lamb, God's will be accomplished.
所以当启示录第四章圣灵把使徒约翰带到天上的时候
，So in the book, in the fourth chapter of Revelation, when the Holy Spirit brought John, the Apostle John, and to heaven.
将那以后必成的事指示给他。
Reveal to him what's going to happen.
然后他在那里看见有一个宝座设立在那里。
And he saw there was a throne before him.
啊，从启示录第五章以后呢，这个羔羊这个词呢就一再出现。
So beginning from chapter 5 of the book of Revelation, the word lamb keep on appearing.
第五章，约翰在那看见羔羊站立在那里，羔羊所拿的书卷。
And in chapter 5, John saw lamb was standing there holding a scroll.
第六章，他看见羔羊在那解开七印。
And in chapter 6, he saw lamb was revealing.And explaining the seven seals.
在那看见人在躲避羔羊的愤怒。
And also seeing that the men were trying to run away from the wrath of the lamb.
第七章看见有许多的人在站在羔羊面前，在称颂羔羊。
And in chapter 7, he saw that there was a multitude before the lamb praising him.
我想不能再提底下都是继续读下去的话，一再看见羔羊，羔羊。
So we see that the lamb appearing many many times.
到21章的时候，我们看见羔羊，19章看见羔羊婚娶的时候，有一个羔羊宴席在那里。
We see that in chapter 19, there's a wedding, for the lamb.
到21章，我们看见羔羊的心腹。
And then in chapter 21, we see the bride of the lamb.
羔羊的妻就是教会。
And the wife of the lamb is the church.
使徒约翰他看见新耶路撒冷从天降到地上来。
Apostle John saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
而在那看见这一座城墙有12个使徒的羔羊十二个使徒的名字
And he saw that at the foundation of this new city, Jerusalem, there listed the 12 names of the apostles. And at the end, we saw the throne of the Lamb.
为什么启示录一再提到羔羊呢?
Why does the book of Revelation keep on mentioning the word lamb?
因为神整个永远的旨意, 从救赎工作开始,
because that's how God's eternal life, eternal will on salvation, how it began.
从看啊神的羔羊开始,
starting from look, Lamb of God.
到最后神永远旨意的时候呢, 看见羔羊的宝座在那里,
and at the end, toward the end of God's will being fulfilled, we see the throne of the Lamb.
It
became the center of the universe.
神让使徒约翰活了最长久,
and God allowed John the Apostle John to live a longest life.
让约翰看见这位羔羊在地上公开的生活,
and see how the Lamb was living out his life publicly.
看见这个羔羊他在地上是如何的行走,
and how he walked on this earth publicly.
而最后约翰又看见这位羔羊在荣耀在天上的时候他是怎样一个荣耀主,
and lastly John saw how glorious life that the Lamb was living in heaven.
所以我们看约翰福音乃是告诉我们这位卑微的羔羊如何行走在地上,
In the book of John, it tells us this humble lamb, how the lamb was walking on earth.
At
the end of his earthly life, he was wearing a crown of thorns and crucified on the cross. The book of Revelation showed us how this glorious lamb receive his glory.
他是带着荣耀冠冕坐在宝座上直到永永远远,
and he was sitting on the throne forever and ever wearing the crown of glory.
所以我们看见一切都是从羔羊开始,
so we,
结束也是在羔羊身上,
so we see everything begins with the Lamb and also ends with the Lamb.
所以当施洗约翰看见耶稣的时候,
so when John the Baptist saw Jesus,
他要把耶稣带到以色列面前,带到世人面前的时候,
when he brought Jesus before the multitude,
虽然耶稣一开头告诉我们说太初有道,道与神同在,
so the book of John starts with verse 1 says that in the beginning was the word was with God,
他是神怀中那个独生子,是那荣耀神的儿子,
and he was the only begotten son of God, his glorious son.
耶稣显然说我给他解鞋带都不配,
John the Baptist says I'm not even worthy to untie his shoelaces.
他是那么尊贵荣耀的一位神的儿子,
because he is so majestic, a son of God.
但是约翰看见他的时候却说看啊神的羔羊,
when John saw him says look, a Lamb of God, he will cleanse all the sins of the world.
他不是看见那个犹大施洗那个大卫跟那位, 像那非常威武的那位狮子,
he was not looking at the mighty lion, the descendant of David.
他乃是看见羔羊,
but he saw a lamb instead.
所以我们看见主耶稣这时的儿子, 他第一次显在众人面前的时候, 是一个羔羊的一个形象。
So Jesus, when he first appeared before the world, he appeared in the form of the lamb.
最后他坐在宝座上的时候仍然是羔羊的一个形象,
and at the end when he was sitting on the throne also it was in the form of the lamb.
为什么最后在宝座上仍然是羔羊的形象呢?
How come that he remains in the form of a lamb when he was sitting on the throne at the end?
神让我们看见那位在地上行走的羔羊他在地上的生活的表现是一个羔羊的一个形象,
God allowed us to see how the Lamb, when he was living on earth, lived a life of Lamb.
因此他有羔羊的一个表现,
how he behaved like a Lamb.
到最后在荣耀里面, 宝座上的就是这位行走在地上的那位卑微的羔羊.
At the end, when the Lamb who was sitting on the throne was the same Lamb who walked on earth.
这可以让我们看见, 主耶稣从羔羊这个卑微的地位开始，到最后他仍然是羔羊。
It shows us that starting from the humble lamb, that at the end he was still the lamb.
所以我们一同来思想，为什么最后是羔羊坐在宝座上呢
？So let's think about this. How come at the end it was the lamb who was sitting on the on the throne?
因为他必须先是羔羊的生命先显在地上。行走在地上。
He must show the life of a lamb on this earth.
唯有这位羔羊是这样行走在这个地上，最终宝座才是属于这位行走在地上的那位羔羊。
He must live a life of lamb on this earth so that he can be sitting on the throne at the end.
所以当我们想到羔羊的时候，头一个让我们看见，这是说明到一个谦卑的一个生命。
So when we think about the lamb,we see the life of humility.
他道成肉身来到地上。
He was Word incarnate.
腓立比书那里告诉我们说，他本有神的形象。
Philippians tells us that he has the form of God.
但是他取了奴仆，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
He did not take equality with God as something to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And humbled himself, become a servant.
虽然他是那位太初有道，道与神同在，他是神的那一位自己。
Even though he was the Word, and the Word was with God in the beginning, he was God himself.
但是他倒空他自己，放下神那个荣耀形象尊严，来到地上成为人的样式。
But he gave up the majesty and honor of God by emptying himself,
become a man.
And in appearance, as a man and also as a servant.
形象呢?
What is this human likeness?
形象还是代表这是怎样一种人?
Likeness of a certain person says a lot about this person.
他举止行为把他这个人的形象把他显明出表明出来。
How he behaved, all his behavior demonstrate what kind of person he is.
所以我们看今天人非常注重形象。
So we pay a lot of attention to our appearance.
因为若是我们人形象给人好的话，人就会喜欢他。
We care a lot about our image.If we have a good image before people, then we are liked.
若是有好的形象，人会尊重他。
If we have a good image, people will respect us.
人而会看重他。
They will take seriously of us.
若是一个人形象不好的话，
If you don't have a good image,
人就轻看他，甚至会藐视他。
And people will look down upon you.
但是当我们主来到地上的时候，
But when our Lord came to this earth,
他取了个奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a servant.
连他的外貌好像不觉得给人觉得怎么样。
Because he did not have a good appearance.
以赛亚53章来告诉我们说他无家型美容。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 53 says he didn't look very handsome.
他没有美貌，当我们看见他的时候也不羡慕他。
He did not have a good countenance. When we look at him, we would not envy him.
他只有30岁，但是人看他已经是有50岁的人了。
Even though he was only 33 years old, but he looked almost like 50-ish.
好像他看起来是非常苍老。
And looked very old.
我们知道从前那些奴仆，他们是没有尊严，也没有人权的。
We know that in those days that the servants had no respect, no honor.
是主人的财产，可以随意使唤的。
They are properties belonging to their masters, and they have to do whatever the master desires.
不像今天，若是我家里请一个佣人到家里来帮忙，或是照顾小孩子。
If unlike today, if we hire someone.To help with our household or become our children's nanny.
主人都对他们非常好。
The masters would treat them very nicely.
因为若是你对待他不好啊，他不想做的话呢，他不想做。
If you mistreat them, then if they don't like it, 他辞掉的话，那整个家就乱掉了。 Oh, they just resign, and then the whole household become a mess.
也没办法好好上班了。And
you cannot work properly, nicely.
但是从前奴仆不是这样子。But
in the old days, servants are not like these.
是那么卑微，是那种好像一点尊严都没有的一个人。They
were very, very lowly and with no respect.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他取一个奴仆这样一个形象。
So when Jesus came to this earth, he took the form of a servant.
他生在木匠的家里面,
and he was born in the household of a carpenter.
他出生在马槽里,
and he was born in a manger.
他选择纳撒勒这个地方成为他生长的一个地方,
and he chose Nazareth as the place where he grew up.
因为纳撒勒这个地方是被人轻视藐视的一个地方。
Now, Nazareth is not a city that people look highly upon.
所以拿单说，那撒勒还能出什么好的呢？
That's why Nathaniel says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
若是我们出生的话，我想我们一定是选择一个非常好的一个家庭来出生。
If we could, we probably try to look for a nice family to be born into.
若是要我来选择出有机会来选择我要出生在什么地方什么家庭的话，我一定选择一个富贵的家庭。
Now, if I had the means to choose which family, what kind of family I can be born into, I probably find choose a rich family.
所以有些出生在富贵之家的人，我们说他们是含着金汤匙出生的。
We will say that someone, you know, if someone is born into a very prominent family, we said that he was born with a silver or gold spoon in their mouth.
我们也盼望说我们的家乡是一个有名的一个地方。
And we hope that our home town is some place famous.
人若是问我们说你是哪里人啊？
If people ask us, where are you from?
我们都说我是天津人，上海人。
If I say we're from Tianjin or Shanghai,
那代表我是一个有文化水准的人。
It says something about me being educated.
若人家问我说你是哪里人，
If there's someone asks me, where are you from?
我讲出一个名词，人家说这是什么地方啊？
If I tell them, I say, you know, where is that?
从来没有听过一个地方。
Never heard of it.
人家就想说是你这个大概没有什么文化水准。
And people will look at you as you are uneducated.
但是我们主耶稣他来到地上的时候，But
when Jesus came to this world,
他却选择拿撒勒这被人藐视一个乡村来作为他成长的一个地方。
He chose Nazareth, a very rural area, to be the place where he grew up.
在那里默默的过了生活三十年。And
for 30 years that he lived in that village without publicity.
然后他才出来公开传道。Then
he came out and start his ministry.
他出来传道的时候，在传天国福音，来在那寻找失丧的羊。And
he preached the good news of the heaven and looking for the sheep gone astray.
人在那轻看他，藐视他。And
people looked down upon him.
所以诗篇22篇这一篇弥赛亚受苦诗，在那告诉我们。
So Psalm 22, which depicts the suffering of Messiah.
他说我是虫不是人。
He says, I am a worm, not a man.
他在被众人羞辱。
And it was
百姓在那藐视他。
And jeered by the multitude, and people do not look upon him favorably.
他为罪人在那边多受痛苦，常经忧患。
And he suffered much for the sins.
当他快要行完地上路程的时候，
After his journey on this earth,
他还以一个奴仆的身份在那里为门徒洗脚。
And he girded himself and washed his disciples' feet.
最后人还把他当个罪犯，钉死在十字架上。
And toward the end, he was crucified as a criminal.
他原来是那个赐福给人的神。
He's the one who is God, who blesses people.
但是最后他却挂在十字架，成为个受咒诅的人。
But he was crucified on the cross, someone who is cursed.
有一首诗歌里面有一句话说，他在地上所得着不过是一时。
The hymn says that what he has gained in this world is only one life.
我们实在无法明白他是怎样的降卑他自己。
We cannot comprehend how he humbled himself.
他从高天降下。
He descended from high heavens.
这个高到底有多高？
How high is the heaven?
他降卑到了地，这个地到底有多？
He came down from heaven. How deep is this humbleness?
这是无法测度的一个卑微。
Something cannot be measured.
他是这样的降卑他自己。
He humbled himself so much.
我们知道天然一个天然生命的人，他是无法谦卑他自己的。
We know that a natural man cannot humble himself.
每一个天然生命的人都是自以为了不起。
And every natural man think proudly of themselves.
但是我们看见这个羔羊的形象。
But we look at the lamb.
他所显出来的是何等。 卑微的那种身份,
what he behaved, how he behaved, how he showed was a life of humility. So in today's world,
特别在教会里面,
especially in church,
今天来到这里的人，好像每一个人都多少都有点本事。
And everyone who's here must have some ability.
博士、硕士到处都有。
Oh, there are lots of PhDs and masters and other degrees.
我认识一个弟兄,
I know a brother.
大概30多年前我们曾经一起聚会，一同聚会几年。
We used to gather in meetings together some 30 years ago.
后来前后就都到了东岸。
And we both settled on the East Coast.
他在那个所服侍的教会呢，就在那个贝尔实验室旁边。
Where he ministered and where he lived was close to a Bell Lab.
当然这个贝尔现在已经不在了，就在Lucent里面一个单位。
Of course, Bell is no longer, and because Bell has become a part of Lucent.
我们知道贝尔实验室里面都是那些科学家。
We know that there are so many scientists working at the Bell Lab.
个个都是博士。
Everyone was a PhD.
所以弟兄所服侍的教会里面，自然而然都是。
So the brothers and sisters of the church where my brother used to minister, they were full of PhDs.
头脑都非常大。
Got big heads, big brains.
所以弟兄在那服侍几年以后呢，大概很不容易，所以他就离开了。
So after a few years of ministry, it was become very difficult, so he left the church.
他到另外一个教会。
He went to another church.
那个教会是在一个。
And he went to the church right next to the Princeton University. Of course, a very famous institution.
很自然的，很多弟兄姊妹都是在那学校读书的。
Of course, there are many brothers and sisters are going to study at Princeton.
所以他就立志说，我要好好拿一个神学博士。
So I'm determined to get a doctor's degree in theology.
这样就可以以他们好像身份啊、学位就可以比较相当一点。
So my level can be comparable to my congregation.
这个弟兄以前在台湾是很会读书的一个人。
When he was growing up in Taiwan, he was a good student.
所以他一方面一边服侍他，一边去读神学，从硕士，然后最后很快就拿到博士学位。
So as he was ministering to the church, he was serving in the church, he also pursued his theological degrees, first master and then PhD.
虽然是拿到博士学位了,
even though after he received his doctor's degree,
没有几年呢, 又离开了。
After a few years, he left the church again.
回到那个以前那个在贝尔旁边那个教会服侍。
I went back to the same church next to the Bell Lab.
最近呢，有个弟兄跟我讲说，哎，他听说他要退休了。
Recently, I have heard that this brother of mine was ready to retire.
那我说他年纪应该还没有到吧。I
said he's too young to retire.
当然，服侍是没有退休的哈。Of
course, as a minister, there's no such thing as retirement.
因为他年纪，他是跟我同年的。
He is of the same age as I.
所以我说，哎。 应该还没有到退休年龄吧?
I don't think that he's at the retirement age.
我想大概是服侍有一件不太容易的吧。
My guess is that he ran into some difficulty in his ministry.
所以我们看见今天在神的家里面。
So we see that today in God's household.
好像因着人 那一种不够谦卑的光景，好像带给教会很多难处。
Due to the lack of people's humility, it created much difficulty in church.
为什么使徒写信给腓立比的教会呢？
Why did the apostle write to the church in Philippi?
因在腓立比的教会里面有两个姊妹。
Because in the Philippine church, there were two sisters. They are not in unity. Because they were not willing to serve in humility.
He
says that you have to humble yourself and look at others as better than yourself. And you have to have the same mindset as Christ. What kind of mindset does Jesus have? Jesus' mindset is a mindset of humbleness. So we see that today, church must have this mindset of humility. If the church has more lambs, I'm sure that the number of problems will decrease greatly.
可能就和睦了很多,
and it will be much more harmonious. But if there's a lion among us,
大家都受不了了,
and then no one can stand it.
他一哄叫的话, 大家都吓跑了,
as the lion roars, everybody will run away. Because the natural life cannot be humbled.
主耶稣他是犹大狮子,
Jesus is the lion of Judas.
他是德,
Judah.
他是一个得胜的生命,
he is a victorious life.
因着他是一个犹大狮子, 他是胜过仇敌, 胜过魔鬼,
because he is a Judas lion, he overcame Satan and overcame his enemy.
他胜过死亡啊, 权势,
he even overcame the power of death. He has given us this victorious life. But how can this life be manifested? This life should show forth that we can overcome our flesh,
our iniquity.
This victorious life should show forth that we can overcome the temptation of this world. This victorious life can counter Satan. And we should not use this life to go against our brothers and sisters. This life should devour the life of the wolf of the enemy. But many brothers and sisters today mistakenly devour his or her own brothers and sisters. We praise the Lord because Jesus' life is a life of a lamb. Now today he has given us this life of lamb. So as we live in this world, we can demonstrate, manifest the life of lamb.
And
we can show forth this humble life. And he is the victorious king because he is the lion of Judah. But this victorious life is given to us so that we can overcome our enemies. We can overcome the influence and authority and power of death. And also our life should be able to overcome many difficulties in life. But somehow that we did not show forth, we did not manifest enough of this life of lamb. But we manifest a life of lion. Where I serve, I know of a Korean pastor. He used to live in Taiwan for 6 years. So he can speak Chinese quite fluently. So one time we were having a sharing time. He told me that, that you Chinese are more moderate, I think. Not too showy.
他说我们韩国教会开长执会的会议的时候呢,
But in our in the Korean churches, as we have deacons meetings,
声音都很大
and the voices are very loud.
他意思他我想我们就稍微明白他意思，就是说常在吵架。
And I understand that they quarrel quite a bit.
所以他告诉我说，我们在中纽西中纽泽西那一带有很多很多韩国教会。
In central New Jersey, there are many Korean churches.
但是很多人都是吵架出来的。
Many of these churches were formed because of dissent.
我稍微相信他的话。
I tend to believe what he told me.
因为从我住的地方来开出去十分钟左右呢，有已经有五家韩国教会。
Within 10 minutes where I live, there are 5 Korean churches.
他说呢，在这里大部分的聚会，那个韩国教会人数都不多，都是二三十个、三四十个。
All these Korean churches are very small in size, 20, 30, 40 people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们所得着的是一个羔羊的生命。
Brothers and sisters, what we have, our life is a life of a lamb.
很奇妙，到启示录我们看见宝座上是羔羊。
Amazingly, interestingly, when in the book of Revelation, we see.Who sits on the throne but the lamb?
若是宝座上是狮子的话呢?
If a lion was sitting on the throne,
那不是更像称吗?
Don't you think that is more appropriate?
当狮子坐在宝座上的时候，更能显出它的威荣，显出它那个伟大。
If we see a lion sitting on the throne, wouldn't it be able to show his majesty?And greatness and might.
正像一个掌王权的人坐在那里。
It's like someone who reigns, right?
但若是一个微小的羔羊坐在那里的话呢?
But a humble lamb sitting on the throne.
一点不像在那里有权柄的一个人。
Doesn't appear to be someone with authority.
但是我们感谢神。
But we praise the Lord.
在宝座上是羔羊。
On the throne is the lamb.
我们记得那些跟随主的门徒们。
The disciples who followed Jesus.
他们不知道主是羔羊的生命。
They did not realize that Jesus' life is that of a lamb.
他们以为他们所跟随是一只大狮子。
And they thought they were following a great, a mighty lion.
所以他们跟在主耶稣后面，他也是觉得非常有威风，好像跟一个伟大人物。
They felt very proud following the footsteps of Jesus, as though they were following some great person.
所以他们这边争要坐在主的左边和右边。
So they were quarreling about who can sit on the right hand side or the left hand side of the Lord.
所以有一次，他们来到撒玛利亚一个村庄。
So one time they came upon a village in Samaria.
那里人不接待他。
Those people, the villagers refused to receive them.
那门徒就说你。求你吩咐我们，从天上降火下，就像以利亚一样。
So disciples asked Jesus, says, "Why don't you send fire annihilate them, just like what Elijah did?"
显出那威严出来。
To show your might.
主耶稣就责备他们说。
Jesus rebuked them.
你们灵如何？你们不知道。
You don't know your spirit.
人子来不是要灭人的性命，乃是要拯救人的性命。
The Son of Man came not to.Kill but to save.
他们不认识主的道路。
They did not know the way of the Lord.
他们不知道这位生命的主，这位神的儿子，虽然是那么荣耀，那么伟大。
They did not realize that the Lord of Life, even though He's so mighty, so great.
但是他行走在地上的时候是那么卑微。
But He walked a very humble life on earth.
是那么谦卑他自己。
He humbled himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里面，真是需要有这样羔羊生命的人。
Lord, dear brothers and sisters, we really, really need people in the church who have the life of a lamb.
彼得告诉我们说，神阻挡那些骄傲的人，赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
Peter told us that the Lord resists those who are proud.But will bless those who are humble.
神也是扶持那些卑微的人。
God loves to help the humble.
第二方面，我们看见羔羊的生命是一个顺服的一个生命。
Secondly, we see that the life of a lamb is an obedient life.
所以，因着他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So he took the appearance, the nature of a servant, and become a man.
既有人样式，他就自己卑微，存心顺服。
As he was in the form of a man, he submit himself. He in obedience to the Lord, and unto death.
因着他成为一个奴仆的形象，所以他就存心顺服。
Because he had the nature of a servant, he submit himself to God.
所以当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说：“我来是要照你的旨意行。”
So when Jesus came to the earth, says that I come to fulfill your will.
他在年幼的时候就知道要以父的事为念。
When he was young, he knows that he should look after his father's business.
这一句话控制主耶稣一生的道路。
So this thought, these words controlled, the whole life of Jesus on earth.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹都是你在年幼的时候有这样心思，实在是一件蒙苦的事情。
So younger brothers and sisters, when you're still young, if you have this desire, then it's such a blessing.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他凭着自己不做一件事情。
So when Jesus was ministering on earth, he says, I will not do anything according to my own will.
我会看见父所做,
and I only see what God wants us, I would only do what Father wants me to do.
他不求自己的意思，只求采纳他来子的意思。
And he would not do according to his own will, but the one who sent him.
到最后, 罗马兵丁来捉拿他的时候,
at the end, when he was being pursued by the Roman soldiers,
彼得拿出刀来把那个大祭司的仆人耳朵削掉。
Peter took out the sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest.
主耶稣说, 收刀入下吧。
He says, put away the knife.
我父所赐,
put away the sword.
所给我那杯岂可不喝呢?
Oh, the cup that my father has given me, how can I not drink it?
然后他来到克西玛利亚的时候,
when he came to the Garden of Gethsemane,
他在那三次的祷告,
three times he prayed,
不要照我意思, 只要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but by your will.
他完全顺服父的旨意。
He submit to God's will completely.
因为他先谦卑他自己。
Because he humbled himself first.
当一个人谦卑他自己的时候, 他才能顺服。
When one humbles himself first, then he can be obedient.
所以彼得告诉我们说来, 要用谦卑束腰, 彼此顺服。
That's why Peter said that you have to gird yourself with humility and submit one another.
所以弟兄姊妹在神的家服事的时候，很重要就是要谦卑自己。
When we serve in God's household, we have to humble ourselves.
当一个人在谦卑的时候，他才能彼此顺服。
As we humble ourselves, then we can submit ourselves to others.
他就像主耶稣基督这个羔羊的生命，他在学习顺从。
Then it's like the Lamb of, like the life of Jesus, which is a life of Lamb. In living in humility.
所以这个生命是一个顺服的生命。
So this life is a life of humility.
这个羔羊的生命也是一个无声的生命。
This life is a life of obedience.
所以以赛亚42章告诉我们说，它是不喧嚷不扬声。
And this life is also a life without much noise. That's why it says in the book of Isaiah.
街上也听不见他的声音。
In the streets that we cannot hear his voice.
因着他谦卑，因着他顺服。
Because of his humility and his obedience,
他不显扬他自己,
he did not show off himself.
所以当他在那边治病赶鬼的时候，他告诉门徒说：“不要去传扬他的名。”
So when he healed the sick and also cast out the demons, he would told them, "said Don't tell people about us."
我们知道，当人犯罪堕落以后，
we know that after man's fall.
当堕落极深，达到一个高峰的时候，
when we fallen so deeply.
人在那建造巴别塔,
then the men were building the tower in Babel.
起来传扬我们名,
and they want to show off their name.
所以我们看见今天地上的人都在传扬他自己,
so
显扬他自己。
Today in this world, everybody wants to show off.
今天世界各国都在争盖一个世界上最高的一栋大楼。
So many countries are trying to build the tallest building.
因为他若是盖得最高，世界上所有人都知道这个城市，
so if you have the tallest building in the city, then everyone would know the name of the city.
台北有个101。
Taipei has Taipei 101.
最近纽约那个世贸中心那个大楼又重新盖起来。
And we know that the World Trade Center in New York City was rebuilt recently.
又号称是世界最高的一个大楼。
Supposedly becoming again the tallest building in the world.
但是教会不是。
But churches should not be like this.
今天我看见地上许多人在宣扬他自己的名。
We see in this world that so many people would like to show off their name.
但是当主耶稣在地上的时候，他不宣扬他自己。When
Jesus was on this earth, he did not show himself off.
所以有一次住棚节的时候，犹太人要上耶路撒冷去过节。So
one time during the festival of the tabernacle, the Jews had were going to Jerusalem.
他弟兄对他说：“你要显扬名声，没有在暗处行的。”So
Jesus' brother told him, "If you want to let people know about you, you should not be doing this secretly."
主耶稣说：“我的时候。” 常不方便，你们的时候方便。
But Jesus told them that my time is not always convenient,
他是要上,
not like yours.
他是要上耶路撒冷去过节。
He did go to Jerusalem.
他是默默无声的上去。
But he went, without people knowing about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会。
So today's church.
所传扬的是主耶稣基督他自己的名。
What we preach is, Jesus Christ and His name.
A.B. Simpson 的诗歌说：“唯独耶稣，耶稣的名。”
A.B. Simpson's hymn says that Jesus only Jesus.
耶稣是我的题目，我的信息是耶稣。
Jesus is my subject, and also my message is Jesus.
我所仰望也是耶稣。
What I look up to is Jesus also.
保罗他说：“我只传扬耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。”
Paul says that I only preach.Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
在神的家，只有主的名在这里被传扬。
In God's household, only the name of our Lord should be preached.
主耶稣在地上的时候，不仅不宣扬他自己的名。
So when He was on the earth, Jesus not only did not show Himself up.
他受苦的时候，也是在那里默默无声。
When He suffered in silence.
以赛亚五十三章告诉我们说，他被欺压受苦的时候，他不开口。
And He said that Isaiah 53 says that He remained silent when He was.Been mistreated.
他像羊羔被带到宰杀之地
，just like a lamb being led to the slaughterhouse.
像羊在剪毛人的手下， like, 他是像不开口。
Just like a sheep under the shearer, that he remained silent.
当他在那受审判的时候
，when he was being judged,
人在那羞辱他，用假见证来控告他。
People use false testimony to accuse him.
他默默无声。
He remained silent.
因为他知道这是父的旨意。
Because he knew that this is the will of the Father.
他完全的顺服，完全的。
He submit himself. He obeyed completely.
诗篇三十九篇有一句话，他说：“
Psalm 39.
他说：若我所造业是出乎你自己，我就默然不语。
He says, if this thing is from you, I will remain silent.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们很深的一个学习。
This is a very, very great learning that we must have.
今天我们在地上生活，我们在教会服事的时候
，When we live on this earth today, when we serve in church,
我们难免会受到一些委屈，受到一些误会。
Sometimes we feel that we are mistreated. Sometimes we think that we are misunderstood.
我们是不是知道这是神所允许的？
Can we realize that this is allowed by God?
我们都是知道这是出于神的安排，我们就是默然不语。
If we realize that this is from the Lord, then we will keep quiet.
弟兄姊妹，这是很不容易的功课。
It's a very challenging lesson.
世人是说不平则鸣。
And today's standard in this world is that you have to fight for justice.
但是在教会不是这样子。
But we don't do this in church.
学习默默无声，接受神所量给我们的环境。
We should accept quietly what God has allowed happen to us.
虽然在我服事连日里面不是那么多的学习。在服事的连日里面，没有很多好的学习。
Even though that I did not have too many good learning opportunities，
常常有失败，常常有软弱。
But I'm sure I often have failures and have weaknesses。
但是我是在靠主恩典，常学习，这是默默无声的。
I learned by God's grace how to remain quiet。
我们在服事主，难免会遇到人许多的误会，许多攻击。
As you serve the Lord, you sure will encounter misunderstandings and sometimes attacks。
很难堪。
And sometimes you are humiliated publicly。
我想前面弟兄们他们服事也常给我们这样的见证。
We know that those who are ahead of us have shared with us the same thing.
我们是不是把那些遭遇隐藏在我们心里面？
Can we just hide those experiences and encounters in our hearts?
接受神所量给我们。
Just accept what has God measured for us.
若是知道这是出于神自己的安排。
If this is from the Lord,
我们愿学习默默无语。
We are willing to learn to be quiet.
彼得告诉我们说，基督曾经为我们受苦。
Peter told us that Jesus has suffered for us.
他留下榜样，叫我们跟从他。
He has showed us how to follow him.
他被骂不还口，受威吓说，不还口。
He did not return arguments. He did not return any threats.
只将自己交给那公义审判的主。
He just committed himself to the God who will judge in righteousness.
他在那完全顺服父的旨意。
In his complete obedience, he submitted himself to the Father.
这是羔羊生命的一个表现。
This is the life of a lamb.
羔羊让我们看见 基督的救赎。
Lamb showed us Jesus' salvation.
羔羊让我们看见羔羊的死。
And the Lamb showed us his death.
像以色列百姓，他们出埃及的时候，他们在那杀羔羊，过逾越节。
As the Israelites were led in the wilderness, out of Egypt, that they would offer lamb
for Passover. 羔羊。
So that the Jesus, the Lamb without blemish,
他是那义的代替我们这些不义的。
The righteous substituting us the unrighteous.
我们众人罪都归在他身上。
So all our sins were piled on him.
因着他血为我们开一条又新又活道。
Because of his precious blood, he has opened a new and living way.
因着他死，我们就不再死。
Because he died, we don't no longer have to die.
每次我们来到擘饼聚会的时候
，Every time we come to the table，
我们在那边纪念主的死
，As we remember the Lord's death，
我们在那边看见饼杯在这里
，We look at the cup and the bread，
我们就想起他对我们爱是何等的长阔
，We are reminded how deep, wide, how great His love to us is。
我们诗本319首
，Our hymn note 300，
主爱
19，
长阔又高深。
How wide and long our Lord's love is.
实在无法推测。
We cannot imagine.
不然像我这样罪人怎么满得恩泽。
How a sinner like I can receive all kinds of blessing.
有一阵子在擘饼聚会里面一唱这首诗歌，我眼泪就不禁的掉下来。
For a while, every time that we sang this hymn during the communion service, that I would weep.
想到这位爱我的主，无赖如我这样的人，他居然拯救了我。
Thinking that the Lord who loves me so that for a sinner like me, how come He saved me?
他舍命流血的爱。
He gave up the love that gives up His own life and shed His own blood.
这是一个无法测度的爱。
This is a love that we cannot fathom.
这是个白白恩典，我们就这样领受了。
And this is a free, this is a grace that we receive freely.
所以羔羊就让我们看见主耶稣基督的死。
So the Lamb showed us the death of our Lord Jesus.
看见他不改变永远的爱。
Showed us the unchanging love.
是这样爱我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
He loved us so.
我们感谢主，这是主一生的道路。
We praise the Lord. This is the way of His life.
羔羊不是停止在这里而已。
The Lamb does not stop here.
到启示我们看见。
In Revelation, we see.
羔羊站在锡安上。
And the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion.
锡安乃是大卫宝座的所在。
Zion is where the David's throne is.
是说到基督得胜。
It speaks of the victory of the Christ.
锡安乃是说到他作王掌权那个地方。
Zion speaks of the place he reigns.
因着他先谦卑自己，因着他在那里顺服神，以至于死。
Because of his humility and obedience.That he submit himself to death.
且死在十字架上。
And died off, on the cross.
所以神才将他升高。
And then God exalt him.
又赐给他超乎万民之上。
And give him a name that's above all names.
我们感谢神，因着他受死的苦，他就得了尊贵、荣耀为冠冕。
Because of, he suffered death, that he received the crown of honor.
所以我们看见在那里羔羊的宝座。
We see the throne of the Lamb.
我们看见有许多人和羔羊一同站立在锡安山。
We see a multitude was standing alongside of the Lamb on Zion.
有14,000的人。
There were 144,000.
这些人乃是跟随羔羊脚中行的人。
Those who are following the steps of the Lamb.
他们也愿意学习羔羊。
They are willing to learn from the Lamb.
谦卑自己。
Humbling themselves.
顺服神的旨意。
Obedient, to God's will.
他们愿意存心顺服神自己。
They want to submit themselves to God.
所以当那一天主耶稣站在锡安山上的时候，他们和他一同站在锡安山。
So on that day that Jesus was standing on Mount Zion, these people would be standing next to him.
这是主的道路。
This is the way of the Lord.
也是跟从主的人该走的道路。
Also, this is the same way that should be walked by those who follow Jesus.
我们刚唱那首387首。
Hymn 387。
他们跟从羔羊。
They follow the Lamb.
作诗的人用诗把主耶稣一生在地上的道路很清楚很简明把它说明出来。
The hymn writer demonstrated clearly the kind of life that Jesus led when he was on earth.
从伯利恒动身。
From Bethlehem.
学习耶稣的忠贞。
That we learn from Jesus.
马槽是那么卑微是人所不羡慕的。
Such a humble manger no one envies.
然后他经过拉撒路这一条道路
through the way of Nazareth
又窄又小
very narrow, very small
然后他来到加利利
he came upon Galilee
在那里受人羞辱受人轻
and he was jeered by the multitude
所以然后来到克西马利亚
he came to Gethsemane
他是那么孤单的在那里把他自己交在父的慈爱
he offered himself to the word of Father by himself.
最后他来到十字架那个地方。
He came upon the cross.
这不仅是这羔羊一生道的道路。
This is not only the life of the lamb.
这是我们今天要走的道路。
This is also the way for you and I, you and me today.
所以作诗也告诉我们。
So the hymn writer told us.
今天若是我们用脚与他同行。
If we walk with him today.
到那一天我们就可以用手从他接到赏赐。
If we walk with him with our feet today, then on that day we will with our hand receive the reward.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
这是教会的道路。
This is the way for the church.
因为这是主的道路。
Because this is the way of the Lord.
这是每一个要学习跟从主的人也要走的道路。
And this is the same way that everyone who learns to follow the footstep of the Lord.
我们感谢主，当主耶稣第一次显在世人面前的时候。
We thank the Lord when Jesus first appeared before man.
约翰让我们看见，看啊，神的羔羊。
John the Baptist showed us, look, the Lamb of God.
看到神的羔羊
Look, the Lamb of God.
最后我们看见羔羊坐在宝座上
Finally, we saw the Lamb was sitting on the throne.
在求主怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
今天主耶稣这个形象显在我们面前
We see the clear image of the Lord.
我们学习耶稣的忠贞
So we learn from Jesus the faithfulness that he had.
我们学习跟从他的脚踪
We follow his footsteps.
跟从羔羊无论往哪里去
So no matter where the lamb leads
他们都愿意跟从他
They are willing to follow him
就是我们是这样跟从羔羊的脚踪
If we follow the footstep of the lamb this way
我们把羔羊生命今天在地上的生活把它表明出来
If we can manifest the life of lamb on this, in this world today,
我们愿意谦卑我们愿意顺服
We are willing to humble ourselves to become
obedient. 我们愿意在默默无声的走人生这一段的路上。
We are willing to walk the way of life quietly.
到那天羔羊坐在宝座上的时候。
So when the day comes when the lamb is sitting on the throne.
我们也有份与他一同坐在宝座上。
We will share the portion with him sitting on the throne.
我想这是我们一生所要追求的。
This is what we pursue our whole life.
因为主耶稣已经走过这一条道。
Because Jesus has already walked this way.
因为他来到地上的时候，头一个让我们看见就是神的羔羊。
Because when he first came upon this earth, he let us he we saw him as the Lamb of God.
这是羔羊一生的经历。
This is the life experience of the Lamb.
也要学让我们成为我们一生的一个经历。
It should become our life experience.
求神是恩待我们。
May the Lord grace us.
让我们有这样的心智来跟从他。
So we have this desire to follow him.
好叫我们那一天有份羔羊的宝座。
So that one day we can have a portion on the throne.
我就讲到这里，请低头再有点祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你这位神的羔羊。
The Lord, the Lamb of God.
你虽然是神的儿子
even though you are the Son of God,
但是你却愿意谦卑自己，倒空自己。
But you are willing to humble yourself, empty yourself.
来到地上行走这一条十字架窄路。
Come into this world to walk this narrow way of cross.
把那羔羊的生命表现无疑的在我们面前。
And totally manifest the Lamb of the life of Lamb before us.
也叫我们知道今天如何生活在地上。
And also show us how we should live a life on earth.
把我们的羔羊形象常显在我们心中。
Help us to be mindful of the image of the Lamb.
好叫我们知道如何在地上来跟从你。
So that we know how to follow you in this world.
我们感谢你。
We thank you. You have given us this life of Lamb. By your grace that we can manifest this life of Lamb before people and walk this narrow way of the cross. And we can go and finish this course. Thank you. We pray that you watch over your children.
That
we all have this desire to follow the footsteps of the Lamb. So that the way that you have walked down becomes our real experience. So that after, at the end of the life, our life, that we can gain your praise. Thank you for being with us this morning. We give you thanks and praise.
听我们祷告,
hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢主。